Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to One Verse Prayer Ministry with Associate Pastors Fanny Reed and Lily B of the Zion Hill Church family in Pineville, Louisiana, where the senior pastor is Dr. Joshua Jordan. You may have heard it said, an apple a day keeps the doctors away. But I say a scripture a day keeps the devil away.
Good morning, good morning, and good morning. This is Minister Lily Bead and Minister Fanny Reed with One Verse Ministries. Good morning to all my listening audience out there. Today we are going to talk about the power and authority that God has given us. And we are going to talk about activating the power and authority. You know, you can have something and not know how to activate it. Amen? It's like you can have a car filled with gasoline, and everything is fine with the car, but if you never put the key in the ignition, the car will never go anywhere. So it's the same with us. If we never know the power that we have and we don't use it, we'll never go anywhere. Amen? My scripture today is Luke 10 and 19 from the Bible Getaway. Jesus gives us the assurance that he has given us the power to overcome all the powers of the enemy. And we all know the enemy is the devil. Amen. Satan. And nothing shall harm us. In Matthew 18, Jesus says, whatever we bind on earth will be bound in heaven. That's a lot of power, y'all. And whatever we loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. And if two of us agree on anything that we ask of him by faith on this earth, it will be done for us in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in his name, there he is with us. So people, we have awesome power that is given to us by God. But if we don't read and study the word of God and speak in faith, nothing will ever activate in our lives. Amen? The question is, do we really believe that we have that much power as children of God? The question is, do we really believe that we have that much power as children of God? Amen. I think a little unbelief might be in there somewhere, because if we truly believe what the word of God say concerning us, there is no reason we cannot conquer every situation, every hindrance, everything the enemy brings in our life. He has no authority, people, no authority over our lives or anything in our lives. Amen. He is a defeated foe. The word of God tells us he's already defeated. You see, the last thing Satan wants is for us to know and operate in the power we have as children of God. Amen? It's for us to operate. You can know a thing and never operate it. It's like when you're in the military, you have an M16 and you have the rounds that go in the M16. So that will activate the power of the M16. If you never put the bullets in the gun, you would never kill the enemy. Same thing with the word of God. If you know what the word of God say, you will never defeat the enemy. He'll run all over your head. Amen? Amen. The enemy, Satan, does not want us to operate in the power we have as children of God. He does not want us to use the power we have through Christ to demolish, in other words, smash his kingdom, his works, and walk in victory. It is time to function in the power and authority you have as a child of God. It is time to do that, people. We are not paupers. We are not without help. We got to realize God is our helper, and he has made a way through every situation. But we got to get up and do something. Reading the word is all right. Reading the word is what we need to do. But you got to do something with the word that God gives you. You can have the word and never do nothing with the word. You'll never get a result. Amen?
Amen. That is what God desires for us. So he tells us in Isaiah 52, 1 through 2, God desires for us to walk in victory because he's already made a way out of nowhere. He's already done everything that he is going to do, already wrote in scriptures, everything that we need to know. And that is what God desires for us, to walk in victory. So he tells us in Isaiah 52, 1 through 2, awake, awake. In other words, get up, get up. Zion, clothe yourself with strength. He's talking about the people of God. He says, Zion, clothe yourself with strength. Put on your garments of splendor. Jerusalem, the holy city, the uncircumcised and defiled will not enter you again. Anything that's not of God, the devil, is undefiled. Anything that comes to be a hindrance to you is undefiled. Amen? And we don't have to put up with what the devil gives us. Basically, it's what he's saying. The uncircumcised and defiled will not enter you again. Shake off your dust. Rise up. Set enthroned Jerusalem. In other words, get up and sit on the throne God has already got for us. Free yourselves from the chains on your neck, daughter of Zion. Now a captive, this message is clear. We must arise and function in the power and authority we have as God's children. The enemy must no longer do as he pleases in any area of our lives. We are a people of power and authority. We should break every insurrection of the enemy into any area of our lives. Arise, child of God, and break every chain the enemy has placed around you. Amen. So God is letting us know we need to get up, move in faith, know who we are in Christ. Nothing will happen for us unless we believe. We have to believe what God says concerning us. First off, we need to know what God says concerning us. And then we have to believe what God says concerns us. We have to know already all the things God has made possible for us. And sitting back and folding our hands and letting the enemy beat us up is not one of them. Because God has given us a whole Bible that tells us who we are. The question is, do you know who you are? Do you understand spiritually what power you already have? Do we understand spiritually that we don't have to take any kind of mess from the enemy of our souls? And people, let me let you be assured, the devil, Satan, is the enemy of our soul. He is not your friend. He is not your helpmate. Only God is that. And we need to get it straight as Christian people and realize that we are not orphans down here. God has left everything for every condition right here in the Word of God. So it is better and it behooves us to know what it is we got. We have awesome power. Amen. Break the chains of marital problems. Break the chain of addiction. Break the chain of poverty. Break the chain of unbelief and disobedience. You know, the Word of God say, obedience births blessings. Amen. And it does. The Word of God is full of people that obeyed God and they were supernaturally blessed. It's also full of people that did not obey God. And you see the rest. God is so good. He lays it out in plain English for us to see. He parallels it for us to see that if you do it my way,
you're going to be victorious. You might have, you will have trials. He assures us we are going to have trials and tribulations, but he tells us to be at peace. I have overcome the world. So don't get discombobulated if some things fall apart that you are trying to do. Just keep walking and keep trusting God, and things will come out the way they're supposed to be for our good. He tells us in Romans 8:28, everything works together for the good of those that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. If your purpose is lining up with the word of God, you are going to have a good result, because the word of God has let us know that he will. So when things go awry in your life, just think about it. Everything that goes on, things we might cause ourselves, things that the enemy bring upon us, just be at peace and realize all these things are going to work for your good if you are called by God. Amen. So don't just get discouraged, because that's what the enemy wants us to be. Discouraged, sit down, give up, woe is me. We are not woe is me people, okay? We can rise up and conquer, because God said we are conquerors. If you just think about the words God used when he talked about us, he has never spoken defeat over our life. He always speaks victory in every area of our life. We are winners, people. We have got to realize we are already winners. We're not going to be, not next year. We are winners right now. Amen? Accept that. Believe that. Walk in that. Break the chain of hindrance to your blessings. Break every chain. You have the power and the authority to do so. Amen? That's a guarantee from God. You have the power and you have the authority. God has given the authority to us to have abundant life, because that's what he said he came to give us, abundant life. That come through us getting up and doing the will of God, and we will see the results of the word of God in our lives. Amen. Father, I thank you for opening the eyes of our understanding to the authority that we have as your child. Help us to walk in that power and authority at all times, so there should never be a time when the power and the authority is not working in your life. If you don't open your mouth, you know, our pastor always say, do something, say something, just keep your mouth closed. And like my mom used to say years ago, a closed mouth will never get fed. If you don't open your mouth, you'll never eat. It's the same thing with the word of God. If you don't say something or do something or get up and be about something, you are never going to be anything but defeated in every area of your life. And that is not God's portion for us. Amen? Okay, we must also understand that this power comes with some conditions. Everything God does comes with conditions. He let you know, this is what I said. This is what I'm going to do, but this is your part. We all have responsibilities as Christian people. Amen. It's a free gift of love, but you got to do something to get it. This power is not power or authority over other people. Say that again. This power is not power or authority over other people. Amen. The power is always to promote and glorify Jesus, and glorify Jesus' name, never for personal glory. Neither does it make the person more important than other people. Jesus said, he who humbles himself shall be exalted. Receiving power is not an excuse to do wrong. Rather, it gives us strength to do right. Amen. God loves us so much, even in the power, he give us the strength to do the right thing. It's not to do the wrong thing. It's not to try to run over and dominate people. It's to help, because God lets you know, he who humbles himself shall be exalted. God will do the exalting. God will do the promoting of you.
if you are doing the right thing with the power that God has given you. Amen.
Amen.